This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Outgoing Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Saturday congratulated hardline Judge Ibrahim Raisi, who was heading for a landslide win in Iran's presidential election. With about 28.6 million ballots cast and a low turnout where half the ballots had been counted, Raisi's tally was already 17.8 million. He's a 60-year-old Shiite cleric who is subject to U.S. sanctions for alleged human rights abuses and had been widely tipped to win the contest thanks to the endorsement of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. Raisi's election comes at a critical time. Iran and six major powers are in talks to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Then U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions that squeezed Iran's oil income. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was disqualified and disqualified his strongest competition. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his foreign minister and his defense minister will have the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary elections. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on a list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if they're elected. Notably absent from the list announced at the party convention was the former president and prime minister who is United Russia's chairman. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters took to the streets in more than a score of cities across Brazil as the nation confirmed death toll from COVID-19 soared past 500,000. It is a tragedy many critics blame on President Jair Bolsonaro's attempt to minimize the disease. Thousands gathered Saturday in Rio de Janeiro, waving flags, reading "Get Out Bolsonaro." Other marches hoisted posters, reading 500,000 deaths, it's his fault. Similar marches took place in at least 22 of Brazil's 26 states. They were promoted by left-wing opposition parties who have been heartened by Bolsonaro's declining poll ratings, with next year's presidential race looming. Pandemic restrictions are falling away almost everywhere in the United States, except inside many of America's nursing homes. Rules designated and designed to protect the nation's most vulnerable from COVID-19 are still being enforced, despite widespread vaccination of residents and plummeting infections and deaths. Frustration has set in as families around the country visit their dads their Father's Day weekend. Family members say limited visitation, physical distancing, and shutdowns make little sense at this stage of the pandemic when the risk is relatively low. They say restrictions meant to keep older people safer are instead prolonging their isolation and accelerating their cognitive, emotional, and physical decline. A member of Uganda's Olympic team has tested positive for the coronavirus and was barred entry into Japan in the first detected infection among arriving athletes for the Tokyo Games opening in just 5 weeks. The eight other members of that team left early Sunday by chartered bus for the host town of Osaka, where COVID-19 cases are still being reported. The minister in charge of economic policy said on NHK TV that the government was looking into what had happened with the border controls there. Authorities say that a driver slammed into spectators at the state of a pride parade in South Florida in the United States that killed one person and injured another. The Fort Lauderdale mayor says that the pickup truck driver acted like that he was part of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade, but then he suddenly accelerated when he was told that he was next. He crashed into the victims then. The driver was taken into custody. Authorities did not immediately say whether they think the crash was intentional, but the mayor says he believes the crash was a deliberate attack against the LGBTQ community. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.